Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim of Briska LaTorah. Pasuk says, "Amurak am chacham inavon agoy gadol azeh." Parshas Veschanan 4:6. So the Briska Rav explains in his Sefer on the Chumash, based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that a Gentile has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in the Torah and told us through Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Noach was commanded earlier. Harei shegam sheva mitzvah shenitzdavu in Bnei Noach, so the sheva mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, even though they had a Kabbalah ready from Adam and Noach, nevertheless, when the Torah was given, Bnei Noach have to come to us. Bnei Noach are only keeping it because it says so in the Torah. Their own Kabbalah is lo malah v'lo morid. And if they have a suffix, they have to come to a Jewish Beis Din to ask a shayla, and the Beis Din will paskin for them. It's not for them to paskin. And that's what it means in the pasuk. Rakam chacham menavon hagoy gadol hazeh. Even their sheva mitzvahs, they need to learn from us, from our chachma. That's what the Briska Rav says. Rambam says, so Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded us from the mouth of Hashem to compel, coerce everyone in the world to accept all the mitzvahs that Bnei Noach were commanded. Anybody who doesn't accept is killed. And if somebody accepts them, he's called a ger toshav in every place. Halacha Yud Aleph, kol makabel shev mitzvahs v'nisra la'aseis, and arezim mechassid yom es oylam, v'eshlam chelek l'olam haba, v'ushi yakabel oysim v'yasoysim, v'bnei shetziva ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atora, v'hodiyanu adei Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'shalom, שבני נוח מקודם נצטבו בהם. עוד אם עשו פני אחרי הדס, אין זה גרטוי שבלו מחסידו ומצאוילום, אלא מחכמיהם. אם הוא מקבל לשב המצווס, and he's careful about them, it's from the חסידו ומצאוילום. He has a חלק in עולם הבא, provided he does them, because Hashem commanded in the Torah, and told us through Moshe Rabbeinu. But if he did it because of אחרי הדס, because of his own intellectual decision, he's not a ger toshav, and he's not mechsimi umas ha'olam. Rather, he's a wise man. He understands you have to be a man, you have to keep the sheva mitzvahs. But he's not one of the chassidim umas ha'olam, he's not a ger toshav. So from what the Briska Rav says, it seems that he was learning that he puts together a ger toshav and chassid umas ha'olam. He doesn't distinguish between them. He just says the goyim have to keep the sheva mitzvahs, and when they have a shaila, they have to ask us. But he doesn't distinguish between them. It seems from the Rambam that there is a distinction between a chassid umas ha'olam and a ger toshav. Both of them are keeping the sheva mitzvahs. But in halacha yud, the Rambam is talking about a ger toshav. He has to be makabel mitzvahs in front of three people. Three Jews, and then he's a ger toshav. And in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is talking about chassidim umas ha'olam. That's a different chalos than a ger toshav, and there are other dinim. Because in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, "Kol makabel sheva mitzvahs v'nizhar la'aseisam." Here you have a nizhar la'aseisam. He's careful to fulfill them. He doesn't just accept them upon himself, he's careful to fulfill them. And this isn't mentioned in Halacha Yidur, he's talking about a Ger Toshev. Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that he has to be mekabel upon himself. And he's mekabel upon himself as a Ger Toshev, even if he's over. So if he's over on the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's still a Ger Toshev, because he was mekabel upon himself. It's like if you're a Jew and you're doing Averis, you're still a Jew. Even though you're over Averis, but he's alive to eat, he still remains a Jew. So too, this Ger Toshev remains a Ger Toshev. But to be a Chassidum, even if he's over in the mitzvahs. But a Chassidum is a Olam, one is not, unless he actually keeps them. He's Nisar La Seisim. Also, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam doesn't say that he has to do the mitzvahs because God commanded Moshe. He only says that in Halacha Yud Aleph. In other words, the Rav says that they have to come to us. Goyim have to come to us for their Sheva mitzvahs, to ask us shailas. But it's not all Goyim. The only Goy that has to come to us is a Chassid or Mesa'ilam, which is a distinction the Rav doesn't make. Because the Ger Toshev, it's Mashman, the Rambam, doesn't have to do it because it says Moshe was told in the Torah. A Ger Toshev has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. Only a Chassid or Mesa'ilam has to keep the Mitzvahs because... Only a Chassid or Mesa'ilam has to keep the Mitzvahs because they were commanded to Moshe. But not a Ger Toshev. It's a very important distinction between Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph. In Halacha Yud Aleph, he's talking about Chassidim and Solim. He keeps them because Moshe Rabbeinu was taught. In Halacha Yud, you don't have to keep them because Moshe was taught. Just keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. You're showing your Ger Toshev. That's why the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph repeats what he said in Halacha Yud, because he's starting a new Halacha. Rambam says, he's already talking about somebody who's makabel sheva mitzvah and halacha yud. Why does he have to repeat himself? The answer is a new halacha. There are two dinim here. There's a ger toshev and there's a chassid mesa'ilam. A ger toshev is somebody who's makabel sheva mitzvah, chassid mesa'ilam is somebody who's makabel sheva mitzvah because Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded in the Torah and he's nizhar la'aseisam, he's careful to keep them. So you see, there are two dinim here. There are three dinim really. There's a Ger Toshev, there's a Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. There's a Chassid Mesa'ilam who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs. He's a Mekabel and he keeps them. And then, there's somebody who's not a Ger Toshev, he's not a Chassid Mesa'ilam, he's a Chacham. He's doing them b'nei Hechrei Hadas because he decides. Not because Noach was commanded, not because Adam was commanded, not because the Torah commanded, because he decided. And he's not Makabel. He just keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs. So that's the third category. So Ger Toshev was Makabel. Accepts upon himself to keep them. Chor, not because of Echrei Adas, but because of tradition. Chassid Mesa'ilam keeps it because Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, and he not only accepts it, but he keeps it. And then another one person keeps it, even though he keeps it because he decided. And he's not a Ger Toshev, not a Chassid Mesa'ilam. And if that's true, then you can't say the Kabbalah was taken away from them. Because the Kabbalah is only taken off as far as Chassid Mesa'ilam are concerned. For that, you have to come to us. There, the B'mitzvah Rav was correct. But when it comes to... A Ger Toshev, they don't apparently have to ask us. They can still go based on their own tradition. They can still based on their own Havana. They only have to come to us for the Chassid or Mesa'ilam. The Rav wanted to say that they have to come to us to be keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. Lav dafka, only for Chasidim Asylum and not for Ger Taisha. So this Havana that they're one and the same is difficult to understand. As is noted, we've been learning based on the Sefer Torah Or. Interestingly enough, the Rambam in the 14th parak of Surah B, Halach HaZayin writes, Ezu Ger Taisha Zeko Ishkiba Lav Shalei Avad Abad Azar M'Shar Mitzvah Shem Itzav B'nei Noch. Wow, here the Rambam seems to identify a Ger Toshim and a Chassidim Asylum as one and the same. But it's not mashma like that in Hochas Malachim. So that's a Tzarechi, and L'chor, our Diyukim in Hochas Malachim are Muchrach.